Chapter 7. It's hard to imagine a world without any sound. Take, for instance, the Amazon. Eugene Case had been studying the incredible array of sounds of the Amazon for nearly 3 decades, making him one of the world's foremost omnibioacoustics experts. He loved the idea that he was witnessing another sunrise in the Amazon. The thick canopy of leaves overhead was Eugene's shelter as dawn slowly crept towards him from the east. Drops of dew clung to broad green leaves, refracting the golden light into a dazzling display of rainbow colours. The air felt alive with the sounds of waking animals, the chattering and howls of monkeys, the calls and shrieking of exotic birds, and the electric buzz of insects. Even the trees seemed alive with the pulsating sounds ricocheting from floor to sky. Eugene breathed deeply, feeling a surge of joy and purpose. This was his home, his sanctuary, the place that had captivated his heart since he was a child, listening to his Yanomami grandmother's stories. To him, there was nothing more wonderful and inspiring than the complete chaos of the forests, the rivers, and the billions of creatures that thrived under cover of the magnificent forests of the Amazon. He had dedicated his life to understanding and preserving the languages of these creatures, from the complex dialects of parrots to the rhythmic beats of frogs. "The equipment is ready, Dr. Case," Mariana said, her voice betraying her own excitement. At only 22, she had already proven herself a valuable assistant, sharing his passion for bioacoustics and conservation. Together with Diego, a young biology and acoustic student from Colombia's Universidad Libre, they made an enthusiastic and knowledgeable team. Eugene nodded, adjusting the microphone on his head. "Let's start with the bellbirds. I want to get a better recording of their dawn chorus while the conditions are ideal." The males of some species gathered each morning to sing a complex song that echoed like bells through the forest. By analyzing variations in their calls, Eugene hoped to better understand their social structures and mating behaviors. His research was a race against time. Even now he could hear the distant roar of chainsaws, a grim reminder of the logging companies pushing further into the rainforest. If they weren't able to preserve these unique soundscapes, entire dialects could be lost forever. The thought filled him with a mix of determination and despair. "We'll get the recordings we need," Mariana said firmly, as if reading his thoughts. "Let's hope we get what we're after today." Eugene smiled at her, grateful for the reminder. With assistants like Mariana and Diego by his side, he knew that their mission to understand and protect these animals was possible. The future of the rainforest depended on it. "Let's get to work," he said, raising his microphone to the canopy. A familiar thrill ran through him at the thought of the discoveries that awaited. Even though the chatter of some of the creatures had persisted throughout the night, the rising sun brought a growing chorus, a few tentative notes at first, followed by more voices joining in a complex symphony of sound. Eugene moved slowly through the trees, many as old as the Roman monuments found throughout Great Britain and Europe. Mariana and Diego followed close behind. His ears strained to pick out individual voices amid the layers of melody. "There!" A three-note ascending whistle, followed by a bell-like tone. The song of the musician Wren, a rare find. He gestured for Mariana to set up her microphone and recording equipment. As she positioned the parabolic mic to capture the wren's voice, Diego helped Eugene note the bird's location and any unique features that could aid in identification. All three of them turned abruptly as a shout rang out in the distance, harsh and alien against the rainforest soundscape, disrupting their efforts. Chainsaws. Eugene's hands tightened around his microphone, his knuckles turning white. The wren's song faltered, then fell silent. He closed his eyes, listening. Silence. The dawn chorus had ended as abruptly as it began. His chest ached at the realization of what had been lost in those few seconds. The delicate balance of the rainforest disrupted once again. "We were so close," Mariana said softly. Her eyes were bright with anger and frustration. "When will it be enough for them?" Eugene shook his head. We have to keep fighting. For the voices that have been silenced and those that remain. He looked at Diego and Mariana, gratitude and determination stealing his resolve. Are you with me? Always, Diego said. Mariana nodded. Eugene smiled. The future of the rainforest was uncertain, but as long as they were united in their mission, there was still hope. The music of the wild still echoed in his soul, a call to action he would never ignore. The dawn chorus would rise again. They spent the rest of the day breaking their camp and finding a new, more suitable location as far as they could find from the encroachment of industrial activity. As they worked, taking apart their temporary structures, Eugene took mental notes of his life's mission, which was to record as many species as possible, creating a complete inventory of their songs and activities. He was also on a mission to generate a new era of understanding all creatures on Earth. To this end, he was in the early stages of developing what he described as a sort of Google Translate for human-to-animal communication. Towards the end of the day, the trio settled into their new camp. The sun dipped below the canopy, its golden light filtering through the leaves in a dazzling display. Shadows crept across the forest floor as the last vestiges of daylight faded from the sky.